I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
27-19, Ravens over the Minnesota Vikings. Third straight win for the Ravens there. Two in a row. On the road every Thursday, Friday, whatever it is. We're Vinny's here, and we do the keys to victory. How do the Ravens get back in the win column? Well, they got it again yesterday. How many keys did they hit?
Well, number one was don't let J.J. McCarthy get comfortable. Pressure him early and often. I thought they brought a lot of pressure. I mean, he was 20 of 42, and he had two interceptions, so he had a 54 quarterback rating, so I thought they did a pretty good job. I mean, although the two interceptions, Bob, were, you know, you just
throw it up or grabs, yeah. Baby. Go yeah. Get it.
And then number two, handle the Viking stunts inside, the O-line and the running backs.
I mean, look, O-line was terrible, but they only gave up the one sack.
Yeah, I thought handling the stunts and stuff did a pretty decent job. Lamar saved him a couple of times, you know, by taking off and running. Receivers win one-on-one battles with the blitz. I thought they won the one-on-one, but they dropped so many passes. That was the problem. You know, I mean, what'd they drop, four? Yeah.
That's four too many.
That's right.
Well, especially like three in the first two drives.
Yeah,
Andrews
and Likely back-to-back.
Like the one that probably would have been a touchdown, Bob. Do you think Andrew saw the safety coming across a little bit in his vision?
Well, and the goal line, too.
Yeah.
One thing he didn't see was the football, Obviously. And then Likely had to hit him right in the
Yeah, I don't know.
Right in the digits.
Yeah. And then number four was Lamar handled the blitz and defensive alignments. Thought he did a very good job at that. I don't think anything really surprised. The one time when 15, you know, jackhammered him into the ground.
Oh, and he got the penalty?
Yeah.
In real time, that looked like a clean tackle, got to be honest with you.
Well, he picked him up.
And then Moose Johnston said, well, he kind of drove him into the ground. Michael Strahan did not agree with that call, by the way.
Well, I'm sure he didn't. Well, offensive guy, defensive guy. But I thought Lamar did a good job handling that and getting the ball out and doing those types of things. Win on first and second down, stay out of third and long.
Mixed bag.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed in some of that because especially, you know, like a lot of those in the red zone, you know, they would give it to Henry on first down and get nothing. And then you're into throwing it after that, you know? So, I mean, that was tough. We'll talk about it later, but it still goes back to the O-line. The O-line still stinks. And then number six, handle the crowd noise. They did great. The Vikings, they couldn't handle the silence. I mean, I've never seen a game where they're jumping off sides like crazy.
O'Neal had three
false
starts.
that was nuts. And then last but not least, win special teams. They definitely did that. I mean, the first fumble recovery, that changed the game. Totally changed the game because that got the Ravens up top. But that was a big play by Jackson, 39. I thought Jackson, 39, played really well. Keon Martin played good, too. He was hustling down there. So, yeah, I thought those guys And if they would have got the second one, too, that was a crazy one, you know, where the Vikings guy take it and then he fumbles. And, oh, if they could have got that one, that would have been big. But, yeah, so overall, you know, it was good. But they still have a – Bob, there's one thing. If the O-line – I think this season is going to rely on the O-line, period. If the O-line can get to like they were last year – they can win the rest.
But you're going to have to change from within because the trade deadline's gone. So.
Right. And you know, I mean, Emory Jones was a third-round pick, and I keep pushing for Bullock. I think Bullock's a player.
Corey Bullock, former Terp, who was one of the standouts of training camp in the preseason.
Yeah. But I think Voorhees is terrible. Terrible. I mean, he's not very athletic. He gets beat a lot. You know, so it's not good right now.
Only we have time for another call before Buzz Williams joins us. Let's go to Antoine in Baltimore. Antoine, thanks for holding. It's a victory Monday. You're on Vinny Haney and Nolan.
Yes, sir. Good morning, brothers. How y'all doing?
All wonderful. Right.
So I got my good, bad, and ugly this weekend.
Okay.
So good was the win.
Yep.
I would like to see more running and less of these screens. Offense was like Nava Kane. It took him some time to get started. Defense stood up. Special teams was the great equalizer and everything.
Yep.
So that was good. Great to have a win. The bad is Maryland football. Terrible. And they haven't really been a great team since those very first years of Ralph Friedgen. And that's a while. And I mean, he was not
over 20 years ago. Yeah, no doubt.
So right now, if they want, they can go get Ralph Friedgen's coach in waiting. He don't have a job right now. James Franklin.
No, Franklin's getting a job.
He's Vitek or Auburn, apparently. That's the right buzz around there.
And the ugly was IMG Academy canceling out on St. Francis High School this weekend because they were afraid their kids were going to get hurt and not get looked at by D1. Come on now.
And IMG kind of like St. Francis,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, they are. They're ranked number one in the country.
Right, and they sent them like an email, like, oh, we're not coming to play y'all this week. But come on, these are the games that you want to see. I mean, if y'all afraid to play them, then y'all shouldn't play St. John's Bosco or anybody else. But you know what? Y'all gentlemen have a great day, great show, and I'll talk to y'all later this week.
All right, Antoine in Baltimore. So, yeah, I saw that, Thursday, Friday, where St. Fran- I thought IMG was like the bullies, and everyone else is chasing them. And Zion Ealy, by the way, the Maryland commit. He's Studley on that St. Francis team. But I was stunned.
You know who's one of the coaches, Bob, at IMG is Mike Sellers. Remember the running back?
For the Redskins.
Yep.
Fullback.
Yeah, and Bob, just real quick about Mike. Like a year ago, Mike Sellers had a heart transplant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And then like he was down to like hardly anything. Now he's back to... you know, bigger and stronger and everything. And congrats to Mike, man. He's doing good.
Yeah, like St. Francis hasn't played the local schools in a couple of years now.
Yeah.
But St. Francis, I mean,
I
IMG.
I think they're number two in the country. I don't get why they wouldn't play.
It would be like, you know, UCLA not wanting to play Duke in basketball or something.
Yeah.
Maybe this year they wouldn't. Actually, they're both ranked. We'll come back. Speaking of basketball, talk Terps. They lose to Georgetown. They got bully balled early in that game. Actually, throughout it, Maryland had a real hard time putting the ball in the basket. We'll talk to Buzz Williams about his team two games in. Still trying to get 100% healthy for sure. Whip around left 15. We'll talk more about the Maryland loss to Rutgers. Then we'll take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. AFC North report later in the 11 o'clock hour. Pittsburgh Steelers lost last night. I'm sure you're all broken up about that too.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.